This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when finally someone in the Biden administration is referring to the situation on the border as a crisis. No, really. But it may have been an accident or a slip. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to David Frum, who has done a courageous piece saying Biden has a border problem. It's very obvious that that's the case. He says the big ship of the administration, which is so ambitious and carrying so much cargo for the left, that ship is got sprung a hole, a leak, and is taking on water. So what happens next? We'll be speaking to David Frum, former speechwriter and aide to President George W. Bush, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. He's written an important piece in The Atlantic. We'll also, of course, be talking about the great concern, and it's a particular concern here in Seattle, about anti-Asian violence and what that means and what, if anything, we can do about it. And while the whole world is celebrating a historic breakthrough, I mean, something unbelievable you couldn't have even dreamed of regarding this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. I know that's a project and a subject that is, I sort of thought this was kind of irrelevant these days. No, the New York Times says this is a historic breakthrough. It's magnificent. It's wonderful. It's worth celebrating. We'll be talking about what kind of breakthrough that is. It's not racial. It has nothing to do with race, at least in, well, maybe a little bit to do with race in this particular instance. But we will get to that as well. And also the question of how woke whites are turning minorities into Republicans. Jason Riley has a powerful piece about how even Hispanic Americans are being pushed into the Republican Party through some of the extremism by Democrats regarding the border and border-related issues. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First up, there is continued coverage about the matter of the Atlanta shootings, which are so horrific, with 8 people dead, others injured. And there's a piece in Associated Press that I think raises an interesting question. Is headline, 8 counts of murder in Atlanta slayings, subhead, shootings. Victims include 6 women of Asian descent, setting off new wave of fear. First sentence, a white gunman was charged Wednesday with 8 counts of murder in connection with shootings at 3 Atlanta area spas that set off a new wave of fear and outrage among Asian Americans, coming in a year of anti-Asian violence across the country. What do you notice about that sentence? I know everybody listens carefully. I'll tell you what I notice. The very first word of this piece by the Associated Press, it's by Angie Wang and Kate Brumback. A white gunman was charged Wednesday. How about a porn addict gunman or a sex addict gunman or a 21-year-old troubled gunman? The fascinating thing to me is that basically, they feel perfectly free of identifying the bad guy by race in this case. Do you think there'd be any objection if this had been a different race, say, and they had begun a piece by saying a Latino gunman was charged Wednesday or a black gunman? What is the point by identifying this guy as white? Of course he is white. He also happens to be somebody who was active in his Baptist church. And somehow they are trying desperately in media to associate these killings in Atlanta with President Trump. And there is no evidence of that. I don't even know. I guess if you're from Georgia and you're white and you're active in a Baptist church, the odds are you probably voted for President Trump, because most people in those various component groups did. But the idea that this is because that he went in and killed these spa workers and killed these poor women and killed two white males, by the way, or one white male and one white female, in addition to the six Asian women who died. With all of that, what does this have to do with Trump? Is there any indication at all that the killer was actually responding to the Chinese virus, as President Trump persisted in calling it? Now, this is not a defense of some of the irresponsible language that President Trump used, and he was roundly denounced when he cited the term Kung Flu to talk about this illness, which, of course, made light of it and made a joke of it, and that's not appropriate. But honestly, I have seen zero in the way of evidence, with all of the concern, zero that indicates that actually there is a connection between the rising Asian, anti-Asian violence against Vietnamese people, some of these people who are in Koreans and Filipinas and many other kinds of Asians, that is all based upon President Trump citing the China virus. You can blame Trump for a lot. And no, I do not think President Trump was a great president by any means, and I'm not the president of his fan club by any means. However, this is a bum rap. The rest of this AP article goes on. Actually, there's a Seattle Times piece as well that is even more interesting. The subhead for that one is Threat Fear is All Too Familiar for Asian American Residents. And they write in the Seattle Times, the way Asian women experience racism is highly sexualized. And so it's not something that you can easily piece apart. They quote a local leader here in Seattle as saying, the incident is triggered for many Asian American women in Seattle, particularly during a time of increased attacks against the Asian American and Pacific Islander community. Between March 2020 to February, so that's almost a full year, the nonprofit Startup Asian American Pacific Islander Hate received reports of 3,800 hate incidents against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders nationwide. Most of the incidents were verbal harassment followed by shunning and physical assault, according to a report released Tuesday. Hate incidents involving women were reported 2.3 times more than those targeting men. That's extraordinary, because I don't think hate incidents in general particularly affect women. We will not be silent when we are being murdered, said a spokesman named Chin involving this issue. Governor Jay Inslee released a statement yesterday characterizing the violence as part of a nationwide rise in anti-Asian violence. These shootings reflect hate against Asians, against women, and against immigrants. We all have a role in denouncing hatred wherever it reveals itself. But has it revealed itself in this case? It's a horrible murders. But where exactly are the indications that it's based on anti-Asian prejudice? We'll talk about that. We'll be speaking about that also later with Dr. Lanhee Chen of the Stanford University's Hoover Foundation, Hoover Institute. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, the some of the details that have been coming out about the shootings by Aaron Long. He is the suspect. He's not just the suspect, he's the guilty party. He's already confessed. He's 21 years old. And he waived his right to an attorney, as a matter of fact. The Aaron Long bought a gun earlier, that's Tuesday morning, when the shootings occurred on Tuesday evening. He bought a gun at Big Woods Goods, a store in Canton, Georgia, according to Matt Kilgo, an attorney representing the store. Mr. Kilgo said the store is cooperating with investigators, and there was no indication that there was anything inappropriate about the purchase. And this is one of the other questions, of course, that comes up whenever there is a mass killing like this. And when you have eight victims, it is a mass killing, even though you're not spraying weapons. This apparently was a 9mm weapon that he purchased, and he did not bring any other weapons with him or use any other weapons, just this one gun. The question to be asked is, at least according to most of the reporting that's been done so far, this is an individual with no criminal record. It's an individual with no history of mental illness, though obviously if you're going to do something like this, it implies that there is something profoundly not right. But on what standard, by what standard, would you blame the proprietor of this particular store in Canton, Georgia, Big Woods Goods? In other words, I haven't heard of any kind of, you could say, well, there should be a waiting period of some kind. Would that stop somebody who appears to have planned this murder to go to a number of spas that he himself may have used? They asked the mayor of Atlanta about this, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, and she had said that Long was en route to Florida, and there would have been other victims if law enforcement hadn't acted so promptly. And law enforcement acted promptly after members of Aaron Long's family saw some of the surveillance footage that had been played on TV, and they identified him. They recognized, oh, that's our guy. That's his grandmother is one of the people who recognized him. And they did the right thing and called authorities, which made it much easier for them to find his cell phone, track him, and then the police intercepted him and pushed him off the road. They bumped his car, apparently, and then he got arrested. And that spared lives. The asked whether Mr. Long had been involved in sexual activity at the massage parlors in Atlanta, Mayor Bottoms in Atlanta said she wouldn't get into a victim blaming or victim shaming. There have been no significant complaints about either of the Atlanta businesses, she said. From NBC, Stop AAPI Hate, that's Stop Asian American Pacific Islander Hate, on Tuesday revealed nearly 3,800 incidents were reported over the course of roughly a year during the pandemic. It's a significantly higher number than last year's count of 2,800 hate incidents nationwide over the span of 5 months. Women made up a far higher share of the reports, as we were just talking about, at 68% compared to men, who made up 29% of respondents. Let us go to Catherine in Seattle. Catherine, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for shedding light in darkness in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Thank you.
Dave, you're welcome. Thank you. Regarding this current topic with the 21-year-old murderer in Atlanta, have you made any parallels in your mind between him and the motives of Gary Ridgway, serial killer out here in the Seattle Pacific Northwest?
Green River Killer, right?
Yes.
Yes. No, not really, because obviously that was something that wasn't one incident. That was over the period of, I think, over a decade that he killed, what, 49 women? It was a prodigious number. One analogy I have drawn, I talked about this yesterday, is if you look at this guy, John Roger, who was the Goleta shooter, who went around looking for sorority girls to kill because he was unable to get a date. He's part of this incel, involuntarily celibate movement that really is woman-hating. I think that may be part of it here, but explain what you saw in common with Gary Ridgway.
Well, with Gary Ridgway, he wanted to remove temptation. His father had taught him that prostitutes were evil, even though I think it's been shown that his father was a John himself. So, and Gary Ridgway was very involved in his church, and he wanted to remove temptation, which it sounds like some of the explanation murderer in Atlanta.
That Aaron Long gave, you're right. He said that he wanted to remove temptation. I think part of the difference here is it's not right to assume that the women that he killed were prostitutes. That's part of what Mayor Bottoms was talking about. I mean, first of all, it's a different sort of situation that the Ridgway was going after people who apparently were actual sex workers. These are people who are at a massage parlor. One of the other people who was killed here, there had been a couple, and this was not an Asian couple. It had been a white couple that had come in for a couple's massage. And one of the, I believe it was the wife, the woman in that couple, was killed. So I'm not sure it's fair to say that this is a similar situation to Gary Ridgway in that sense. I appreciate your call. Catherine, one of the things that I think is worth keeping in mind is, of course, putting things in perspective. And the Seattle Times reports that the Seattle Police Department, during last year, all of last year, received how many reports of anti-Asian hate crimes in 2020? 14. Okay, that's 14 too many. There should be no anti-Asian hate crimes. It's horrifying. And some of this involving people coming up to strangers on the street, they're crossing the street and spitting on them and threatening them. It's horrible. There's no forgiveness. But, and by the way, it should be prosecuted. But that 14 hate crimes compares to 9 in 2019 and 6 in 2018. And it's a rising number, but I think probably less than a national crisis. Nothing less than a national crisis at our border, however. We'll get to that coming up.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Some of the nation's top health experts are testifying before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Republican Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky on wearing masks.
What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You got the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for three more years and you got to wear a mask forever.
Congress voting later on Thursday on two major pieces of immigration legislation. The bill's likely to pass in the House, but it's unsure if they'll find favor in the Senate. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
David Washington plays a mysterious secret agent who's trying to avert an apocalyptic cataclysm in the mind-bending, time-traveling, sci-fi action thriller, Tenet. Now competing for Oscar nominations and available for rent on various streaming services.
To do what I do, I need some idea of the threat we face.
As I understand it, we're trying to prevent World War III.
Oh, is that what they're doing? Though you'll never understand what's actually going on in one of the most incurably confusing major movies of recent years. Writer-director Christopher Nolan delivers some hard-hitting action scenes and slick special effects, along with strong supporting performances by Kenneth Branagh and Elizabeth Debicki. But in the end, it's not worth the mental energy to even try to figure out what you've just seen. It's... The Michael Medved Show. Glad to be joined by David Frum, who is a staff writer at the Atlantic and the author of Trumpocalypse, which came out in 2020, Restoring American Democracy. In the first years of the Bush administration, he was a speechwriter for President George W. Bush. David, you write in Atlantic most recently. There's a hole in the hull and the boat is taking on water. Biden's people should see the danger. What's the danger you're talking about?
Well, Joe Biden is running a generally pretty popular administration. He's got over 60% approval for his handling of COVID. He's got almost 70% approval for his handling of COVID, 60% approval for his handling of the economy. There's one area where he's in danger of going underwater, and that is immigration. The United States is losing control again of the situation at the border. The problem really began to surge in November. In the month of February, we had 100,000 unauthorized border crossers. In March, we're running at 5,000 or nearly a day.
So that's obviously that could come to 150,000 in March. Today, apparently, and we're going to play it for people, Jen Psaki slipped up and actually called the situation at the border a crisis. That's a step in the right direction, isn't it?
There have been some steps in the right direction taken. President Biden, 2 days ago on national television, in an interview with George Stephanopoulos, delivered the clear message, do not come. And the Biden administration is doing diplomacy with Mexico to induce Mexico to cooperate more in heading off border crossers. It looks like a deal is being struck where the United States will provide Mexico with 2.5 million doses of vaccine, and Mexico will cooperate more. This is a matter of the fault here is the need to be clear. We can make this a little less political than it usually is. Here's the problem. There are hundreds of millions of people all over the world who would like to come to the United States. It's hard to immigrate to the United States. But we've got this asylum system that was designed in the 1950s for a different world with victims of communism and Nazism in mind, and people are turning it into a back-end immigration system and taking advantage of the way of the inefficiency and ineffectiveness of border controls and American law. And there's now this industry that has grown up of people smugglers who will charge $6,000 a person in Central America, more to come from Africa, even more than that to come from China. And they lie to their people. They say, we'll get you in. And they bring them to the border, and they create the crisis. The customers need a clear message. Do not believe the people smugglers. It will not work. Save your $6,000 if you're from Central America. Save your $10,000 if you're from Africa. Save your $30,000 if you're from China. Don't come. Keep the money.
Okay, you make the point that that at one point one of the people that Biden has hired to coordinate immigration policy has been very clear in Spanish. Should the president try to do something like that, to be similarly clear and forceful that no, we are not opening the borders to illegal immigrants?
Yeah, he should speak clearly. He should also send clarity with his with actions. And I think that is beginning to happen now, where basically they don't want to do anything that the Trump administration did. But the Remain in Mexico policy that says if you want to apply for asylum in the United States, here's the way it works right now. If you can land a toe on American soil, you approach an officer and say, I want to file an asylum claim. And the officer gives you a brief interview to see if you and says, okay, pending your you seem to state a claim, pending your hearing, which will be 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years from now, pending your hearing, here's the right to live in the United States, here's the right to work in the United States, here's the right to drive in the United States. Now, you're probably going to lose 4 or 5 years from now, but people say, I'll take that deal, especially because if I think I'm going to lose, I'll just disappear into the illegal immigration pool. So the important thing is to say, you don't enter the United States at all, we will adjudicate your case outside the United States, and that defeats the purpose of this vast people smuggling business.
Okay, so where is there an indication? That was the Trump policy for the last years of his administration, right?
Right.
Indication. You make the point in your piece, and it's excellent, that part of Trump's problem as president was anything that Obama did, he wanted to do the opposite. And right now it looks like Biden is mirroring that problem. Anything that Trump did, and including the good things that Trump did, he just wants to distance himself from. Is that part of the essence of the problem here he has to address?
Well, he has to change that. And now, as I said, to just today, the New York Times reported that the Biden people are negotiating with Mexico to revive the stay-in-Mexico policy in exchange for American vaccines. So if true, that would be good news. Look, I'm a pretty strongly anti-Trump person, but I wrote an article for The Atlantic about 12 good things that Donald Trump did. I mean, a president does a lot over 4 years, thousands of things. They're not all going to be bad. Even if there's a president you generally disapprove of, they're not all going to be bad. And bringing some rationality to an asylum system that was written with the victims of Nazism and communism in mind, and saying, look, this is just not how we're going to handle the problem of poverty all over the planet, of criminal violence all over the planet.
Okay, this is so very important. You do say that that it is particularly urgent that the administration speak clearly and unambiguously. As a former White House speechwriter, what should they say in two sentences?
The border's closed. You will be returned. We are not processing asylum cases now, and we don't know when we will start processing asylum cases again.
Okay, that's extremely important. Finally, Jason Riley, our colleague over at Wall Street Journal, just did a piece where he talked about how this immigration issue was even pushing some Hispanic and other minority voters over to the Republican side. You agree with that, don't you?
I think there's some evidence that's true. About half the border agents in South Texas are Hispanic. One of the areas that moved most strongly to Trump was the Rio Grande Valley. Again, overwhelmingly Hispanic. Because that's where the impact, and the impact is, I mean, the people there know it. Litter, disease, drugs. Some of the people who don't have the $6,000 to pay the people smugglers, the smuggler says, okay, tell you what, take a backpack of drugs and we're even.
Wow. David Frum's piece is brilliant, and it is very much worth reading. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's entitled, Biden Has a Border Problem, and he sure does. Maybe that problem being acknowledged a little bit more. Coming up, we'll play what Jen Psaki at the White House had to say about it, using the term crisis. We'll get to that coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved show, there is breaking news. The Russians, Vladimir Putin, has recalled the ambassador of Russia to the United States. And Moscow responded angrily, reports NBC today, after President Joe Biden labeled Vladimir Putin a killer and said he would pay a price for 2020 election interference, which was reported by the director, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in Washington, D.C. Russia recalled its ambassador to the United States for consultations just hours after Biden's remark, which the Kremlin later said were very bad and without precedent. Look, there was another aspect to Biden's remarks in his interview with George Stephanopoulos. He said Vladimir Putin had no soul. Now, he was referring to a very foolish remark that President Bush made, where he said he looked into Vladimir Putin's eyes and he saw his soul. And Biden said, no, he has no soul. And he said he told him that. And he says that Putin then said, well, we understand each other. Asked about Biden's comments during a video call Thursday, that's today, aired on Russian state television, Putin said he wished his counterpart in Washington good health and was saying that without irony, but charged that the comments reflected America's own troubled past. While praising the American people, Putin said the legacy of slavery and the country's treatment of Native Americans weighed heavily on its dealings abroad. Are you kidding me? This is Putin, the leader of Russia, talking about legacy of slavery. The majority of the Russian population was slaves. They were serfs. They were owned until 1863. When Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, it was freeing 3 million people out of 33 million. And when Tsar Alexander freed the serfs, that was the overwhelming majority of the Russian population, for God's sake. Putin said, in the history of every people, every state, there are a lot of hard, dramatic, and bloody events. But when we evaluate other people or even other governments, we always look as if into the mirror. We always see ourselves in it. I remember when I was young, I got into fights with my friends. We always used to say, whoever calls names is called that himself. And that's not just a children's joke, said Vladimir Putin. The meaning is quite deep psychologically. We always see our own qualities in another person and think that he, she is like ourselves. And coming from that, evaluate his, her actions and evaluate him, her overall. What is he saying? This is extraordinary, and it's not particularly good news. Much better news came today at the White House press briefing this morning. Jen Psaki seems to have slipped up. Listen, this is clip 2A on the border.
Were there expectations set with the Mexicans that they helped deal with the situation on the border?
There have been expectations set outside of, unrelated to any vaccine doses or requests for them, that they would be partners in dealing with the crisis on the border.
Okay, she said crisis on the border. Now, yesterday, Alejandro Mayorkas, the new Secretary of Homeland Security, was testifying before Congress, and he insisted on not using the term crisis. He said, no, we're talking about challenge. And so a reporter followed up with Jen Psaki, and she modified her statement. This is clip 2B.
Talking a moment ago about diplomatic negotiations between the United States and Mexico, you said crisis on the border. Was that a...
challenges on the border.
Okay, to go back and forth arguing about crisis versus challenge. I think that one way, obviously, of responding to that would be, we don't want it to become a crisis, and it threatens to become a crisis. And let's see how deftly or how rapidly the Biden administration can actually respond. Kevin McCarthy is absolutely right to focus on this issue. As David Frum said, there's generally high marks that are given to President Biden for his administration so far. There's a new CBS YouGov poll, 62% overall, which is very high, approve of the way Biden's handling his job. 67% approve of the way he's handling coronavirus, but only 52% approve of the way he's handling immigration. Actually, I'm surprised it's that high. This is Kevin McCarthy on the House floor. Listen, clip 7. Clip 6.
I'm going to say something that President Biden refuses to say. There is a crisis on our southern border. It's a humanitarian crisis. It's a public health crisis, a national security crisis. It is a Biden border crisis, and it is spiraling out of control with no signs of ending. When candidate Biden told migrants in June, immediately surge to the border, I knew his immigration policies would be bad. But I did not think it would be this bad. I did not think that would mean 13,000 unaccompanied minors in the U.S. custody. I did not think it would mean moving them from border facilities across the country, 1,000 of them to Midland, Texas, 3,000 to Dallas, and likely to more cities tomorrow. I didn't think the Biden administration would require COVID tests for American citizens entering the country, but not to illegal immigrants. I did not think Biden's own DHS secretary would have to admit that we are, and I quote, on pace to encounter more individuals on the southwest border than we have in the last 20 years, Mr. Speaker. I didn't think I would hear the president of Mexico refer to our president, Joe Biden, as the migrant president.
Okay, we're working that out with the president of Mexico. But is this a an issue in which the political vulnerability of Joe Biden is very clear? It is very clear. And one of the points that David Frum makes, and one of the points that Jason Riley makes in the Wall Street Journal, and neither of them are huge fans of Trump or of Trump immigration policies, is that this is, evidence is showing, extremely damaging for Biden politically. Because one of the things that people need to understand is virtually in every state, there are very few exceptions. Donald Trump did better among white voters than Joe Biden did. Now, Joe Biden did better among white voters than Hillary Clinton did. He did. And fine, but the idea that you're going to see continued growth in Hispanic support for Republicans is very directly related to the Democratic mistake that the only thing that Latino voters care about is immigration. That's not true. There are a range of issues, and including the growth economy, and very much including national security and border security and more law and order issues, where part of what is undermining and terribly destructive for the Biden administration here is communicating the impression that law and order no longer applies, to basically smile at people who are wearing T-shirts that say, "Biden, let us in." Because where does that stop, actually? And then what do you do about deporting people who are involved in criminal activity? And yes, some of the people here who have crossed the border illegally, the great majority are working, the great majority are not terrible people, but there are some terrible people, and they need to be paid attention to. Who said so? There's a Democratic representative. His name is Henry Cuellar. He's a Democrat. He's Hispanic. He was on CNN, and he had actually a condemnation of one of the Biden administration's failures in messaging. We will get to that. We will also get to the idea of hate in its various formats. There are people who are very concerned, and rightly so, about a rise in hate crimes against Asians. Is there also a conservative guilt for transphobic hate? We will get to that and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.